Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Osable River Canoe Marathon, I believe he is the resident historian now for the race, Ryan Matthews. How are you today, Ryan?
Good. I'm very good. How are you today, Kevin?
Doing well, thank you. Glad to have you on. I know it's a busy time right now as we get closer to the big event, the 70th annual event coming up this weekend. Hard to believe this has been around for 70 years.
It's been a great community event for 70 years, and it certainly snuck up on us this year.
It seems to have. You're right about that. Well, we're going to talk to you. Not only are you the historian, but you're kind of the statistician for the event, aren't you?
Yeah, I took over as statistician in 2011 from a gentleman named John Cook from Grand Rapids.
Oh, all right. Well, we're glad you're a local guy, and heck, what better name than Matthews, because that name is well entrenched in Canoe Marathon history, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We've had several family members have raced, including myself, my dad, my Uncle Jeff, cousins Michael, Chase, and my cousin Ted.
Yeah, indeed. Well, as the statistician now, we're going to talk about some of the stats for this year's race. You've got some interesting numbers for us that we'll be listening to and following when the race starts on Saturday night.
Yeah, this year is we have 80 teams, seventh largest field in history. Hmm. We have almost a record number of rookie paddlers, which is outstanding.
Yeah.
Five women's division teams, which ties the record there. Almost a record number of women paddlers as well, racing in the mixed division. So the field's very diverse and very competitive this year.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Now, you know, one of the things I always look forward to are those who are senior and masters, some of those older paddlers who managed to finish the race. And there's a few in there who are, you know, in their 70s that are going to be competing this year.
Yeah, we've got about a half dozen.
Yeah.
Paddlers in their 70s, including Roger Henry and Fritz Hansen. They should be pretty competitive, believe it or not,
sure,
even in their older age.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've seen it in the past. Al Whiting Sr., he raced well into his 80s. You know, it's one of those events that if you're in shape and you do it often enough, you can do that well into your 60s and 70s and do it well.
Absolutely. It's fairly low impact.
Yeah.
You can pick it up fairly decently with some good practice, and as long as you keep at it, it's a great sport for people of all ages.
That's right. And then on the converse side, I know I was looking through the list of the 80 canoes that are entered, and I saw some 15 and 16 year olds, so they start off pretty young at this too.
They do. 15 is the youngest that you can be to enter the marathon, but many paddlers start racing in their early teens or even younger.
Yeah. Now, just to ask you, because you're the historian and statistician, what is something that sets apart the 70th annual from that first annual? Is it the number of canoes, the type of canoes, or is it a little of everything?
A little of everything. This field is almost double the size of the first race. The canoes are much faster by design. The paddlers are much, well, I shouldn't say tougher, but more well-conditioned because they train year-round, whereas the first couple of years they only train maybe a month or two before the race.
Hmm. So some interesting facts about not only the first but the 70th one coming up. And who's your odds-on favorite? Who do you like in the race who we're going to see crossing the finish line on Sunday?
The team to beat has to be Canoe 04, Steve Lajoie and Guillaume Blay. Steve's won the race many times, and Goom is one of the best paddlers in North America.
Yeah, and
there are some teams that could make a push, maybe surprise us, but I think they're the team to beat.
All right, and they just got done winning this past weekend too, didn't they?
Yeah, they won yesterday at the Spike Challenge in Grayling by a couple minutes.
They did. All right. Should be a lot of fun and very interesting. And again, I'll be out there at the finish line, hopefully calling in all 80 of the canoes that are registered. To be a lot of fun. Always a fun event. And if they want to learn more about the marathon and its tradition, the website probably the best place to go, right, Ryan?
The website or our Facebook page.
Yeah, either one of those. Check them both out and learn more about the Osable River Canoe Marathon. And Ryan, I know I'll be crossing paths with you at least once and maybe more before everything is done on Sunday. And get as much rest as you can, okay, my friend?
I will definitely try to. Looking forward to seeing you.
Yes, Ryan Matthews, the statistician, historian for the Au Sable River Canoe Marathon, joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.